The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
The markets weigh the jobs report and the missile launch on Syria. We'll talk with Sam Stovall.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. U.S. stocks were struggling Friday after March job growth came in weaker than forecast, and investors were digesting news that the U.S. launched missile attacks on Syria after a chemical weapons attack. Joining us to discuss the markets in the wake of this news is Sam Stovall, Chief Investment Strategist at CFRA Research. First, Sam, was there a lot of disappointment among investors over the jobs report, or do people think that it was a one-time thing?
I think initially there was disappointment, but then, you know, like separating the leaves of an artichoke, getting to the heart of the matter, I think investors realized, well, first off, the data gets revised monthly anyway. Also, it did have an impact from bad weather in that prior month. But in addition, we found that the U6, the broadest measure of unemployment and underemployment, actually did point to a favorable reading as well as the unemployment rate. So I think in general, investors were allowed to make from this report whatever they wanted.
Sure. Only 98,000 jobs were created last month, and I believe the previous two monthly reports were revised downward. The jobless rate came in at 4.5%, and if I'm not wrong, more people joined the labor force?
That's correct. So we had a participation rate that increased, the implication being that people coming back to look for work implies that they feel that there is more work to be found, that it's better off actually hitting the pavement than it is just sitting on the couch and waiting for something to get better.
Do you think this could interrupt the Fed's timetable on future interest rate hikes, or are they taking into account what you have just told me?
Well, I think that it has provided investors with a sigh of relief that maybe the employment picture is not going to cause inflation to ramp up, indicating that maybe the Fed is behind the curve and will have to become more aggressive. We still believe that the Fed will raise rates two more times this year, and possibly the second time will be in June. So right now, I think investors were worried that maybe economic growth is getting a little too strong, but this possibly set it back on its heels for the short term.
I'm speaking with Sam Stovall, the Chief Investment Strategist at CFRA Research, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Sam, looking at the markets, defense stocks rose following news of the Tomahawk missile strikes. Also, have investors gravitated toward more safe haven investments?
Well, we have been seeing a bit of a rotation into those areas that had done poorly in response to President Trump's election. We have seen rotation in the near term into consumer staples, into utilities, I think simply because they had been ignored in the early part of the post-Trump victory run. Now we are getting close to the beginning of that sell in May period, in which the market has been a bit conservative, going back to World War II, average gain of only about 1.5% versus close to 7% in the 6 months from November through April. So with the most recent Tomahawk attack on that Syrian airbase, I think it's given investors additional reason that if they're going to stick with stocks, they probably want to be sticking with those that are a bit more defensive in nature.
So do you think the market is going to drift along for a while, or are we headed toward volatility? What is your sense of that?
Well, I think certainly volatility is hand in hand with an aging of a bull market. We've only had one time since World War II that a bull market has been in its ninth year, and that was in the latter part of the tech bubble. And in that case, we had 95 days in which the market rose or fell by 1% or more in a single day versus only 23 times for our most recent eighth year. So, you know, tradition would have it that volatility will be picking up. And one could also say that we are overdue for some sort of digestion of gains. But economic growth still points to expansion, not recession. So I don't think that a bear market is on the horizon.
Do you think investors are going to be concentrating more on that, the fact that the fundamentals are still fairly solid, or are there are going to be more worries about whether or not President Trump can get his policies enacted, you know, the economy?
Oh, I definitely think that investors will be paying attention to the policies that are coming out of Washington, because a lot of the anticipation is based on the hope that we will have a reduction in taxes, that we will be able to see repatriation of foreign earnings, and that there will be some sort of bump up in spending on capital programs, infrastructure, et cetera. So a lot of that is already built into expectations. Should those fall by the wayside because of a reluctant Congress, I think that could actually end up being a trigger for some sort of pullback or even correction.
Sam Stovall, Chief Investment Strategist at CFRA Research, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.